And finally, Afghan electoral officials say the audit of the disputed presidential election will resume this weekend.
On Saturday, we will restart the auditing, and we kindly request the candidates, their team representatives, and all other stakeholders involved in the auditing to fully cooperate with the Independent Election Commission in implementing this framework and finishing the process.
Well, the recount of more than 8 million votes comes after the presidential candidates sparred over how to disqualify ballots amid allegations of massive fraud. The process is likely to take weeks, stalling an already much delayed announcement of a new president. Preliminary results from the June 14th runoff vote showed former Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai well ahead of his rival Abdullah Abdullah, but both sides alleged fraud. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us now on the line from the Afghan capital. Faiz, is there any confidence in this audit process that has now restarted?
Well, there is now a code of conduct for auditing and recount of the ballot papers, and this code of conduct has been made by the United Nations, and the IEC, or Independent Election Commission, has agreed to the procedures of auditing and recounting of the ballot papers because they know it's a very crucial process. It is the auditing and the recount of the ballot papers that will define the next president of this country. So today they announced that they were going to resume the process on Saturday, and it was halted before Eid holidays because there were disagreements between the two candidates, Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai and Abdullah Abdullah, over which ballot boxes need to be thrown away. Because now we have no reaction yet on this from the two contending camps, but it seems that they are being urged by the UN a special envoy for Afghanistan to immediately sign this code of conduct and fully cooperate with the Independent Election Commission. There are about 22,000 ballot boxes, and about 10% of them has been recounted, so they need a very speedy process to end this and announce the name of the winner. But many here in Kabul believe that it would take another count the ballot papers and announce the name of the runoff vote in this country. And President Hamid Karzai has also called on the United Nations and also on IEC to finish the business because this country needs a new president.